Earlier today, President Bush met with U.S. Civil Administrator Paul Bremer to find ways to accelerate the transition of power back to the Iraqi people. After the meeting, Bremer spoke to reporters outside the White House.
I'll be taking them a message from the president that he remains steadfast in his determination to defeat terrorism in Iraq and steadfast in his determination to give the Iraqis authority over their country, authority they're already beginning to assume very quickly in the area of security and in the area of running the Iraqi ministries.
U.S. Civil Administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer. Those almost daily terrorist attacks have sharpened the debate over how successful America has been in its overall war effort in Iraq. To get a taste of the range of opinion in this country, independent producers Scott Carrier and Barrett Golding compiled these voices over the past year.
They're just bad people, let's face it. You know, Saddam and Osama bin Laden. To take a life doesn't mean anything to them.
Somebody needed to do something, and I guess we're elected.
I'll go and I'll die for my country, but I'll be proud of it. But I'm not sure if I support the exact cause of why we're fighting this war.
Kids are raised, they have their dreams, they want to be macho, they want to save their country.
I don't understand why we have to continue to fight and lose people and then rebuild what we destroyed.
It took a long time in Japan, so it's going to take a long time here too.
It's a senseless cause.
It is really going to be good for this country. It's going to bring everybody together. It is.
They say divided we fall, together we stand. We divided. America is divided.
We have to protect our citizens.
We pray for you in our churches.
We may be the most powerful country on the planet.
There's no way you can stop terrorism.
But I don't really think that we are capable of taking on the whole world.
Because that is the only way they can strike at a mighty power.
I can't believe that you're so un-American and you're attacking free speech by foot.
I'm as true an American as you'll ever find.
I don't watch TV or read the newspapers ever.
All of my prayers are with the people that are over there fighting on both sides.
Well, I don't think there's been any terrorism with any white Americans. They're all A-Rags.
Get her off the phone. Goodbye. You know, there's no room for that kind of voice right now in America. We don't need her.
To hell with the Europeans. To heck with all of them. Disband the Security Council. Puppet people from regimes in Africa and Asia and South America have no business telling us what we can do and what we can't do.
You've been to the oil pumps recently. You're paying for it. We're not stealing it from them. We're doing business with them. We pay big bucks for that stuff.
We are the world in terms of money, and we've made ourselves that way, and people hate us for it.
There'll be always somebody hating the United States. You know, that's why we have the CIA, the FBI, we have so many agencies protecting us.
To me, the price of freedom is through sacrifice.
If somebody picks on us, we blow them off the face of the earth.
Let's face it, the Muslims and the Christians have been fighting since the Crusades.
You get right down to it, it really isn't religion. It's somebody who's trying to use religion to justify out-and-out murder.
That was George Farrell, Jake Spencer, Shane Ogenson, and Bernadette Smith. They were recorded in Valentine, Nebraska, Fort Dodge, Iowa, Afton, Wyoming, and Chief Plenty Coup State Park, Montana. And that piece was produced by Barrett Golding and Scott Carrier as part of the Hearing Voices Project. For a full list of voices, go to our website at npr.org.